Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray words from Psalm 79. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name. Deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will shew forth thy praise to all generations. Amen. The words that we just prayed are words that come from what is called an imprecatory psalm. This is a collection of psalms that are directed to our Lord, crying out that he would right the wrongs, that the enemies and their work would be cast down in judgment, that God would set these things right, that the enemies and plans and purposes of the devil, the world, and the sinful flesh would be undone. These are words that we as Christians should spend more time praying. Because the fact is while there are people that have been duped by the devil's voice is very loud. This place, this country, this nation has been called and set apart for so long to follow the Lord. And we have been so richly blessed in that. But now, as people have the opportunity to make decisions, they are making decisions not informed by the word and will of God. They are making decisions based on the will of the devil. For just last week in Ohio, the people voted by popular vote to change their constitution, to actually make it completely legal to murder. Can you imagine changing your constitution to allow murder to be legal? It's legal, of course, as long as they're only a baby. Then it's okay. Up through viability, at least. But that's not all. For with that vote, they have decided that if a doctor decides that the woman needs something after that viability through all 9 months, murder is okay. That's the reality of what we face. That's a reality of people that have been duped by the devil, duped by his lies, instead of listening to the very clear words of our Lord. Our Lord loves life. If you have any children, if you were given a mother and a father, which I know applies to all of you, you can see just how precious that life is. It is a gift from God Almighty to be given and to be taken only by Him. But now we see people deciding that that's not enough, that God isn't as smart as we are, that we should make our own decisions. I think about the words from Proverbs 8, words of wisdom from our Old Testament lesson. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. As a Christian, you are to love what God loves, and hate what God hates. Now, when the word hate gets thrown around, I am quick to correct even my own children on what that actually means. But when it's things that God says that he hates, I allow that word. Because if you are a follower of Jesus, you will love what he loves. You will hate what he hates. He hates destruction of innocent lives. He hates to see lives cut short by selfish decisions, especially when he has a plan and purpose for them. To fear, love, and trust in God above all things, that's the meaning of the very first commandment, to have no other gods. And yet we allow other gods to preserve and prevail in our culture and in our own lives. When our Lord calls us to his house week after week, sometimes we choose to disobey his call to a calling of another God, to a God that says it doesn't matter what you're doing on Sunday as long as it's not actually going to church and to worship. We are to love what God loves and hate what God hates. Yes, I do believe that so many people have been convinced by the lies of the devil to do these things. And yet I also know that there are people who are so far down that road that the devil has complete and utter control over them. I say this because of St. Paul's words in our epistle lesson. For many walk, he writes, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even with weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. That's the reality of the situation. God allowed the Canaanites to get so wicked and evil while his children suffered, so that when the time finally came where they had completely rejected him in that land of Canaan, that God sent his people, the people who believed in his name, the people who believed in the covenant, the people that believed in the Messiah who was to come. The Canaanites were so wicked and evil that God told his people to utterly and completely drive them out. What were some of the wicked and evil things, the perversities that they allowed? They allowed you to consume your flesh with whatever your desire was. They encouraged and allowed for you to sacrifice your own children to their false gods, to sacrifice your own children so that you could have more, so that you could be happier, so that the environment would be better. These were things that the pagan heathens back then believed in and that they practiced. We are a people who have been set apart, but we see that the devil has made so many inroads all around us. There is no difference between what was offered as sacrifices in that Old Testament to those false gods and what is happening here today. There is no difference. A life is a life created by God for his purpose. Heathenism, paganism, sacrificing like this cannot stand equal with Christianity, because Christianity is the only thing that saves. And I know that there are days that we as Christians just want it to be easy. We just want the easiest things in our life, but that's not the reality, is it? No, we want rainbows and cupcakes, but that's not the reality. You have been set apart. You are a people different from the world. And that means that your life might be harder. Luther said in the Large Catechism, if we would be Christians, therefore, we must surely expect and count on having the devil with all his angels and the world as our enemies. They will bring every possible misfortune and grief upon us, for where God's word is preached, accepted or believed and produces fruit, there the Holy Cross cannot be missing. Let no one think that he shall have peace He must risk whatever he has upon earth, possessions, honor, house and estate, wife and children, body and life. Now this hurts our flesh and the old Adam. The test is to be steadfast and to suffer with patience in whatever we may be assaulted, to let go whatever is taken from us. As a Christian, you will love what God loves and hate what God hates. But if you are a pagan, convinced in following the lies of the devil and the world, you will hate what God loves and love what God hates. You will love the perversities in the imagination of a fallen man. You will hate marriage and the good gifts that our Lord has to give. If you are a Christian, you will desire to be where he is. If you follow the pagan world, you will desire to be where he isn't. Were you not reminded that this is greater than you are? Were you not reminded that you actually have fallen short? Where you are reminded that you are a sinner. The world also, the devil also, doesn't want people to hear that Jesus died for them. The world wants to stuff the ears of people from their own sins, from being pointed to their own sins, so that they aren't led to the cross of Jesus Christ. Because if the world and the devil can lead people away from the cross, then the devil gets them in the end. And that is an eternity of death and destruction, of decay, of sadness, of anger. The world does everything that its prince, the devil, dictates to it. The world doesn't want you to love Jesus. But God is bigger than the world. We as Christians are called to live apart. St. Paul continues in our epistle lesson, "Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." To be a Christian is to love what God loves and to hate what God hates, to hate sin, but love people, to hate the destruction and death, but uphold the fact that Jesus Christ has died for even these. They need to be pointed to their sins so that they can be pointed to the cross. The world hated Jesus because it did not know him. It rejected him. And if the world hates what God loves, that means it'll hate you too. Because you bear the name of Christ. Because you have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and you have received that name, Christian. The world rages against Christ. It will rage against you too. So when it comes after you, do not allow it to win, because it doesn't win. The end will come when all the lies of the devil will be rejected. The world will stand before an almighty God who is righteous. On that day, all the things done on the wickedness of the darkness will be revealed. On that day, right will prevail and wrong will completely and utterly fail. There is a reason to be a Christian, and it's not this life. It's the life that is to come. There is a reason to still have joy and hope, even in all the wickedness and perversities and the death and decay of this world, and that reason is Jesus. You have a reason to have joy because Jesus has suffered and died in our stead for our sins. He has borne our griefs, he has carried our sorrows, and he saves us. There is still a reason to have joy and hope so that others can see the light of Christ. So that others might be told of their own failures, but that in the joy that is won in the death and resurrection of Jesus. In our gospel lesson, Jesus calls them hypocrites and says, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but render unto God the things that are God's." You are of God, all of you. Your time, your talents, your very life, everything that you have is from Him. Give yourself back over to Him, follow Him, worship Him, love Him, and adore Him, and let Him work through you to serve the neighbor. We are to give of ourselves back to God because we belong to Him. Follow His light, so that no matter how bad things might get in this world, you still have a reason for the joy and the hope that is in you. The church sings, "In all the strife of mortal life, our feet will stand securely. Temptation's hour will lose its power, for you will guard us surely. O God, renew with heavenly dew our body, soul, and spirit, until we stand at your right hand through Jesus' saving merit." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.